AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A new development in Florida in the search for Brian Laundrie. His girlfriend, Gabby Petito, was found dead last month in Wyoming.
Earlier today, investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items, such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie.
Michael McPherson with the FBI says that area in Florida had been underwater until recently. Petito and Laundrie had been on a cross-country road trip. Laundrie was a person of interest in Petito's death. Laundrie returned home alone in September in the Ford van the couple took on their trip out west. In Florida today, a man charged with killing 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School 3 years ago pleaded guilty to murder charges. Nicholas Cruz says he realizes he could get the death penalty.
I'm trying my best to maintain my composure, and I just want you to know I'm really sorry. And I hope you give me a chance to try to help others.
Tony Montalto's daughter, Gina, was killed.
He's doing it for our families. If you wanted to do something for our families, you shouldn't have killed our loved ones.
The penalty phase of the trial in Florida is set to begin in January. President Biden is scaling down his domestic agenda, asking for about $2 trillion. He spoke to reporters before leaving for his hometown, Scranton, Pennsylvania.
If I negotiated with you guys all along, it wouldn't be as far along as I am. I'm hopeful. I think we'll get a good deal.
Republicans in the Senate are again blocking a Democrat bill to take back voting restrictions in some conservative states. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the states are imposing popular election integrity protections.
As long as Senate Democrats remain fixated on their radical agenda, this body will continue to do the job the framers assigned it and stop terrible ideas in their tracks.
The Dow finished up 152 points. This is AP News. Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth canceled the trip to Northern Ireland, reluctantly accepting medical advice to rest.
The palace didn't offer specifics on the decision, but says the 95-year-old monarch is in good spirits and disappointed that she will no longer be able to visit Northern Ireland for engagements Wednesday and Thursday. The palace said the Queen sends her warmest good wishes to the people of Northern Ireland and looks forward to visiting in the future. She is resting at Windsor Castle, where she has stayed since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic last year. Zaria Shakili, London.
Richard Blumenthal, the senator leading a probe of Facebook's Instagram and its impact on young people, is asking Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to testify before the panel that has heard far-reaching criticism from a former employee of the company. Former Facebook product manager Francis Haugen testified earlier this month. The company is prioritizing profit over safety. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.